with my family, Giggles.
Steven Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up! Shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscle brown. Giggles going all out.
Can we get...
Oh, wow. I don't know what's going on in this kitchen.
Put a bunch of monkeys.
Bunch of monkeys.
Testosterone.
Ooh. Going crazy.
Sunday, January 31st, 2010. This is our fourth show this year or third?
I believe it's our fourth. Maybe our third.
It could be our third
or fourth. You look good, buddy.
You look really good.
Yeah, we're on the air right now.
We are live.
You guys are rocking.
I will say
show number four.
Show number four. These guys.
Well, I am Dave.
Oh gosh, you are hot, dude. What?
I'm going rocking. Don't worry about
can
it.
You just.
I'm down. I'm looking. You're looking good, buddy.
I'm looking good.
I'm Dave, and
I'm Giggles,
and this is Giggles, and as always, our producer. And for the first time ever, it is sunny out when Jason is here.
I noticed that this morning
as
well.
I was looking forward to the first sunny day.
The tides have turned.
The tides have turned, my
the
friend.
The tides have turned.
You can give us a buzz 646.
915-9228.
Give us a call. Let us know what's going on. And we're here with you for the next hour. Let us know, you know.
Let us know what's going on. We got a lot of hot topics out there. We didn't really have any production meetings, did we, before
no,
the show?
No, we were running like...
Dave and Giggle. Week in review.
Maybe it's just you.
That was loud for me, too.
Yeah. Wow. Wow,
Dave trying to wake everyone
wake
up.
Wake everyone up. Wake everyone
it's
up.
Just fine.
Get up. It's 2 o'clock. It's Sunday.
Let's do this. It is sunny out. Ooh, man. I will say these guys are still in their pajamas.
Yeah. Well, a night of poker will do that to you, I think. We were not at poker last night.
We were not.
So
can we get a poker recap?
Jason wiped the floor with everybody from what I hear, which is always a good thing.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. I had my strategy glasses on.
Strategy classes.
I was kicking ass, taking money.
Taking money.
Yeah. So I won like $3,000 last night.
So 646-915-9228. Give us a call.
Give us a shout.
And let us know what's going on. We're here.
I really don't have anything to say.
Did you do any production this week?
No. I did meet with Jason, our producer, and just for a couple minutes on the street, and we talked about making it the Jason and Giggles show.
Oh, yeah? You're going to try to oust me?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Still looking at how that flows off the tongue.
Yeah.
Jason and Giggles.
Jason and Giggles. It doesn't sound as good as Dave and Giggles.
You need the one syllable name up top. Mm-hmm. You need the Dave and Giggles.
Jay and Giggles. Right. Giggle and Jay.
That's good.
Giggles and Jay?
That's Giggles good. And Jay.
You want to take first mic on that, don't you?
I do.
I love it. Mm. So, what happened this week? What was the big thing for you?
Not really anything.
Nothing.
I mean, I worked a little bit, did some gigs.
What was your.
Dave and Giggles. Week. Week in review.
So what was your week in review? You had nothing? Nothing happened to you this week. I haven't seen you all week. The only thing I got from you all week was a text or like some kind of picture message, some kind of like tiny little penis. And I could only imagine that it was yours.
It was like a glasses. It looked like we'll put it up on the web.
No, we will not put that up on the website.
No. I got this guy that sends me these pictures.
They're terrible.
I'm like, stop sending me these
horrible pictures.
Terrible. They're just racist. They're homophobic.
Is he from Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right. So what was the big thing? Did you have anything happening this week? Like, I mean, the iPad came out this week.
Yeah, I don't even know what that.
You don't care about it.
I don't care about that.
I think the biggest thing about the iPad. I mean, how many jokes are there about the iPad?
There's plenty.
Plenty of jokes.
What are the jokes out there right now?
I mean, that it's a sanitary napkin. That it's some girl's tampon. The iPad, get it?
Yeah.
Max iPad, Maxi pad.
Do you know when I was younger, I used to take tampons and wet them and throw them against the wall and like watch them like. You know,
were they your mom's?
No, they're not my mom.
Whose were they?
I was.
My mom did that.
Whose were they? Sisters?
Yeah. Who else do you think they were?
That's your mom.
Why am I going to throw my mom's tampons?
God.
That's so creepy.
Man, what did your sister say when she found you doing this?
I wouldn't do this in front of her. I'd just do it on my own.
is this still a mystery to her? Was she like, why are my tampons just flying out of the box and sticking to the walls? Something's wrong with me.
Yeah.
I really think there's something wrong with Giggles. Not only does he throw tampons against the wall, every once in a while he'll wear women's underwear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is good.
What do you got?
Planet Fitness, male from women, 32.
You and Craigslist.
This is
have you found love on Craigslist yet?
I have not found love on Craigslist. All right. Well, I was in the gym today around 12. We both were on the lower back bend overstands. I think you're the most beautiful woman ever. I would love to talk. Maybe we could be each other's workout partners. You had on a gray jogging pants, very sexy, and such a gorgeous face. Maybe we can talk someone. I had the red jogging pants on. We made eye contact a couple of times. Hopefully you feel that same, what can I say? I have high hopes. LOL. Hope you enjoyed your workout.
I love how into jogging pants that guy is.
Yeah, really into jogging pants.
You had incredible jogging pants. My red jogging pants were bulging.
It's ready to go.
I mean, I remember when I was like 13, I joined the gym, yeah. And I just remember this woman like just being like, she was gorgeous, but yeah. Like I couldn't stop staring. I have a problem with staring at women.
It's probably what makes you so creepy.
But I mean, you know, like I like looking at girls.
I believe me, I know I've been out with you many a times.
Really, you haven't been out.
We haven't been out in a while.
We need to go out.
We do need to go out. We need to do. Well, you know what? Next Friday,
mm-hmm.
This man over here, Jason, right. Is having the comedy competition.
Oh, that's right.
At the Creek. We're gonna go.
We're going.
We're going. We're gonna be there.
Show up in force. It's free. Come vote for me, and then afterwards we'll get drinks.
Right, we'll hang out. Come meet Jason. Come meet Dave and Giggles. Right. Come hang out. Do what's right. Right. Do what's right.
Right at the foot of the Roman Polanski Bridge.
Mr. Roman Polanski.
And Queens.
Is that what's his real first name? Roman Polanski?
Roman Polanski? I think it's Pulaski.
Pulaski. The Pulaski Bridge.
Yeah, Roman Pulaski.
Roman Polanski.
He raped that 13-year-old girl in a hot tub.
He did. He really did. Yeah. Jeez.
And then built a bridge.
That's terrible. Caller, you're on the air.
No. 646-915-9228.
What else? Ooh.
You going through puberty?
Maybe. What are your topics? What do we got?
I got some stuff. I do want to talk about one thing, though. We did talk last week about question. What would you say to Alex Trebek if you had a story to tell?
Right.
And over the week, it was told to me that Jason took the Jeopardy test.
Right. This week they had the online test for Jeopardy
and
all the time zones.
All the time
zones. I took the Eastern time zone at 8 o'clock p.m.
What day?
I forget. It wasn't one of the questions. I'm very focused on the questions.
Okay.
It was Tuesday or Wednesday.
Tuesday or Wednesday. You took the test.
Right.
And how'd it go?
Not good, because I spent the entire time telling my story.
So you couldn't do it in 30 seconds?
No. I thought that at the beginning I'd have to be like, oh, yeah, I jumped off a mountain once. And I was doing that, and I missed like 7 questions out of the gate. Because they give you 15 seconds. It pops up on the screen. 15 seconds to answer. If not, it goes.
It ahead. Moves on.
Makes crazy, intimidating beeping noises. So right towards the end of every question, I'm like, is it? Napoleon. But right as that was happening, you just heard like beep, 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 bam, bam, and like move on. Very stressful.
Did it give you how many questions you got right?
50. No, it doesn't tell you at all. It
doesn't say anything.
You'll never know.
You'll never know.
It says that on the site. You'll never know how many questions you got correct.
Crazy. And then it gives you 50 questions.
50 questions.
It gives you 50 questions. And what were? Give me some of the questions.
I can't even it was such a barrage of questions that it's really hard to come up with. The one that sticks out in my head, and it's because a friend of mine who also took it mentioned it later, was who directed, or what is the last name of the director of
Mr. Polanski?
No, of No Country for Old Men and A Serious Man.
Coen Brothers.
Right, Coen.
Coen.
That's the answer.
Coen.
You just scored 5%.
5%. I would have got 1 out of 50. Right. Probably would have just gotten 1 out of 50.
I think if I were to punch one person, it would be Alex Trebek.
Why? Why do you hate Alex?
Is it
Alex or is it Alec?
Alec Trebek.
Alex Trebek.
He's just swarmy. He's just like, it's actually je ne sais quoi. You know, like he loves talking in French. You know, he loves just like.
He's Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
He's from French Canada.
Oh.
Cut him some slack.
All right. So this is another story.
I do hate Canadians.
I used to, when I used to take voice lessons in college, I was, I was a theater person.
I know you were.
I was talking to my voice teacher, and I was like, you know, man, I like that Andrea Bocelli guy. You know, I think he's great. Like, I think he's got a great voice, but you know what? He just looks down all the time.
Who are you talking to this about?
My voice teacher.
Voice teacher.
Never like a, you know.
Did he hit on you at all?
No.
Oh. Go on.
So, anyways, I'm like, you know, Andrea Bocelli, he's got a great voice, but he doesn't connect with me. He doesn't connect with
connect
the audience.
Disconnect.
And he's like, well, you know, he's blind. And I was like, oh.
It's like you don't do your research about these people that you like. You just go, I like them or I hate them. And apparently, Alex Trebek, you hate.
Yes. In automotive news, U.S. Toyota executive to explain the gas pedal fix. They got this.
What happened?
They're recalling thousands of Toyotas, and they're saying that Toyota might drop a little bit in the market because all these Toyotas are going down. Like people are, there's five people have died because the.
What happened? What's going on?
The gas pedal just suddenly accelerates.
Oh, yeah, that's no good.
Okay, I have a clip. This, and tell me if you don't want to play it, but it is a 911 call. From someone whose gas pedal stuck.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
And they crash.
I'd love to hear it.
Okay. I need to find that. We'll do it in a little bit.
What happened to it?
Should I? I'll read a Craigslist thing.
Here's an interesting thing that happened. Rip Torn. You know who Rip Torn is?
No.
Rip Torn is the guy who was in Men in Black. He was the Men in Black's boss. You remember that guy?
No.
You don't remember that
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, I do.
You
keep going. Tell me the story.
So apparently, yesterday, he got caught breaking into a Connecticut bank carrying a loaded handgun while he was wasted.
What?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, he is 78 now, and he's pretty much being held up on bond for $100,000 in
Holy
Connecticut.
Crap.
And he's been caught many a times, like drunk driving. Just a big drunk.
Yeah.
Give a man with a gun.
Rip Torn.
He's ripped. Torn. He's ripped.
Life is
He's
torn.
A good actor.
Yeah.
Been in a lot of good stuff.
If you could
Freddy
drink.
Got fingered.
Really?
Is that what he was in?
He was
All right,
bad.
I'll take that back. Yeah. He was not a good actor.
If you could drink one thing, one alcoholic beverage for the rest of your life.
Oh, God. I hear some
Just
computer, so
ready.
I'm ready for it.
Are we ready?
I might have
okay,
to turn
so
it down a little bit.
So,
playing some Jerry. playing some Jerry.
Just Jerry sometimes just shows up.
He just shows up. Well, that's what he does. You know, he dies and he shows up later like a zombie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's hurry up and get to it because this noise that
yeah
the
just play
is horrible.
646-915-9228.
Toyota gas pedal stuck. 911 call.
911 call.
911 emergency. What are you reporting?
Yeah, we're in a Lexus.
I'm sorry. Your cell phone's cutting out.
We're going north 125.
Mm-hmm.
And our accelerator stuck.
I'm sorry.
Our accelerator stuck. We're on 125
and we're late. Okay, northbound 125, where are you passing?
We are passing, where are we passing? We're going 120, Mission Gorge. We're in trouble. We can't, there's no brakes.
Okay.
And freeway, half mile.
Okay, and you don't have the ability to, like, turn the vehicle off or anything?
We're approaching the intersection.
Okay.
We're approaching the intersection. Hold on.
Pray.
Hey. Oh, this is terrible.
Okay. Hello?
Oh, no, that's it?
That's so terrible.
6 million Toyotas recalled.
Holy crap.
That's
so,
it.
Do we have a follow-up story of what happened to those people?
They're dead.
Really?
Those four people died.
Really? That's terrible. This is our producer?
We're all
let's
laughing.
Let's get Johnny the Grizz back in here, man.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
We're not
it's
trying
terrible.
To be horrible people. It's a serious situation.
Yeah.
Toyota made 6 million cars.
So those people died.
I'm saying take the bus. Take the bus until you get to
goddamn
safe.
Bus.
Because right now, what's his name? Akiro Toyoda, the president
of
the
Toyota
company, has apologized profusely. But it's not going to bring those four people back.
No. Did it have anything? Does it have anything to do with cruise control, or is it just the pedal?
The pedal itself gets stuck.
Jeez.
Well, down.
Down.
So they were cruising. Down some kind of like a main street.
North 125.
Their pedal gets stuck. They start cruising and get up to 120. He said on that thing.
Probably still accelerating.
Mm-hmm. They head to an intersection, and just get creamed.
Right.
I mean, what would you do? Would you like throw on the e-brake? Would
well,
you
the guy
try
made
to spin
a good,
it?
The guy made a good point. Well, you try to. Well, e-brake might work decently, but you're still going, so it's going to keep going. But the guy made a good point. Did he try to turn it off?
Right.
What's the most near death car experience you've ever had?
Oh wow!
Most near death.
I mean, we're getting there, guys.
Experience?
Let's go. Let's get deep.
Let's do it.
Let's get deep.
The nearest car death experience I had was once I was cruising on 84 up in Connecticut,
mm-hmm.
and this I was in the right lane. There's three lanes to the highway, and I'm cruising, and this guy in front of me decides that he wants to be in the left, far left lane. So he cuts off a guy in front of him, cuts off a guy on the left, far lane, and when he cuts him off, the guy behind him slams on his brake. Pretty much the back end comes up a little bit. He careens out of control, smashes into the median, and then takes a right turn and then starts heading towards me. And as he's coming towards me, the world slowed down. I've yeah. never seen the world slow down before this. And the world slowed down, and I see him coming towards me, and I'm able to maneuver my way around him as he skids out and flies Jeez. Off the road. And I did not know what to do. I was just like, I've never, my heart pounding.
Yeah.
It was intense. That was probably the closest. And then also I woke up in the back of my dad's car once when we were doing 360s down the highway. Yeah, it was that time too.
Jeez. I mean, I fishtailed once in Miami. That was like, it was wet, and I like slammed on the brakes a yeah. little bit, and I had a minivan, an Astro van, and it just sort of flies like.
You looked like good in an Astro van.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. I had that thing for 8 years.
Wow.
I spent $500 on it, and when I sold it for $360, and I.
So $140 so for 5 years.
For 5 years. Well, I mean, there was also some upkeep and things like that, but sure. I put like 200. We had 260,000 miles on it when I finally sold it.
Wow,
it's a good van.
So the accident, was it an accident?
No accident, but I just fishtailed, and I like was like, and like, you know, it was close. But I've almost gotten in a lot of accidents.
Knock on the table, knock on the
Curtis,
table.
What's happening with you over there? You take the bus a lot, though.
What's your worst accident? 646-915-9228.
Yeah, call us, rehash all those horrible
memories. Rehash all those horrible memories. I mean, at least you're alive, you know?
Yeah.
All right, what was your closest near death?
My closest near death happened a long time ago. I still apologize to the people that were in the car, but I was drunk, and I was
don't make you a bad person.
No, and I'll just say exactly what happened. I was put in charge of getting beer for an after party, and I went to a convenience store
that
had recently lost its liquor license because of an underage drinking. Yeah, so right. I came in and bought beer. They took the license away, so I had basically 4 minutes to get to the next convenience store that I knew about. And I tried very hard to do that and passed a cop doing, I believe it was 93 and a 40.
Why are you trying to get beer?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Come on.
I mean,
don't make you a bad person.
When I saw the cop, he was going in the opposite direction. I decided, hey, be smart. I'll just turn left. I'll get away.
Take a detour.
Right. So I turned left in a Mitsubishi Galant that I had just gotten. I hadn't made a payment on it yet.
Oh, no.
And I basically hit a curb at an angle, and the car swung around, flattened both passenger side tires. And I found out later that as I was doing that, two people were walking, like crossing the road where I was turning, and that if I hadn't crashed and like had made that turn, that they would have died.
Ooh,
so what, this isn't a my almost died story. Although
it's a, you almost killed my story.
But it, you know, end of that story, two cops, guns in my face, in a preschool parking lot.
Wow.
Right.
Wow, geez. Let's lighten the mood a little bit. Let's talk about Haiti.
I will say I was happy to do the community service.
Yeah. How much community service do you have to do for that?
I think it was 80-100 hours, something like that.
80-100?
80-100.
Oh, 80-100.
I don't say things like 80-100 hours.
You can't get a zip car yet. Is that what you're saying, or you can now?
I can. It's been a very long time. Mm.
So you didn't total the Galant?
Oh, they didn't. The insurance company and the mechanic didn't say that, but I ended up selling that car. Like
well, you didn't have your license anymore.
Right. So right. I had traded that car in. I believe my parents were buying another car, and they used it as collateral for that.
Mm.
And, like, a month later, I got a phone call from the dealership, and he was like, this car was in an accident. So, yeah, we told you it was in an accident. The axle was completely screwed up. They had resold the car to a lady, and she was driving down the road, and it just started going. Bruh, 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 bruh.
Oh, jeez.
What's going on?
This is Mama Duke's. Did you put her on the air?
Throw her on the air. What does Mama Deuce got to say?
Hey, Ma.
Hey.
Hey, what's... Hey, you're on... We're doing the radio show. You want to be on the radio show?
Oh, sorry. Okay.
No. Are you all right? What's happening?
Yeah, nothing. They're keeping Grandma another day. I thought I'd tell you.
All right.
What's wrong with Grandma?
All right, well, Okay, love you, sweetie. Call me later if you have a chance.
I will. Love you, too.
I got a radish in my garden.
Nice. Is it cold down there?
Bob, tell us what's going on in your garden.
She loves to be on air.
Don't put me on the radio.
No, you're not on the radio. Don't worry. All right, love you, Bob.
A woman loves to be on the radio.
The eagle has landed, and she's got a radish in her garden. My mom's growing. Mom's growing herbs.
Don't they have like some kind of cold snap down in Florida?
Probably.
I don't check the Florida weather.
Yeah. No, grandma's in the hospital. She had like shortness of breath and a regular heartbeat. She's 93. 92 or something like that. But she's still ticking.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, she got in a bad accident like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's still around.
She's still kicking.
Good lady.
Not like J.D. Salinger, who died at 91.
Nice segue.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah. That was good.
That was good. 646-915-9228. Call us and tell us your terrible car tragedy.
I don't think we should.
Whatever. Just call us and tell us what's going on.
I find it ironic that the first day that I do the show and the sun's out, we've taken this like gothic, morose.
I know. Figure you wouldn't be a cloudy day.
Listeners should know that we are outdoors doing the show in a cemetery right now.
Yeah. Well, that would make us very morbid.
Giggles is making etchings of stuff.
Yeah. Do you want to be buried or cremated?
It's a good question. What do you think, Jason? I'm going to pass it over to you first.
I want my body to be lost. I want it to be a mystery.
Lost at sea.
Total mystery. Lost at sea, in a jungle,
Chelsea.
Anywhere.
Interesting. So never to be found again. It's actually interesting asked that question because 62 years after Gandhi died, they spread his ashes this week.
Really?
Yeah. It was. They spread him at sea. But he was cremated.
Mm. I know this might be a little disrespectful, but have you seen that Beniyama video on YouTube?
Negative. What is this?
They did this. It's an Indian music video, and it's like, you know, severe, like, techno, and there's all these colors, and it's great, Bollywood style. But the guy does subtitles on the bottom of what he thinks they're saying. If you YouTube Beniyama, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty ridiculous.
All right, we got to call it. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. What's happening?
What's going on? Talk to us.
I was listening to your question about buried or cremated.
Sure.
Oh, nice.
And you said under the sea, and I wanted to let you know they have this thing that I want to do, that you get cremated, but they put you in an underwater, it's for scuba divers. It's, you go in and it's like a permanent
underwater. Like an underwater cemetery?
Exactly. You choose, like, what you want to be in. It could be an arch, or it can be a bench, or it can be whatever. But, yeah, you're there forever.
That's interesting. Where did you hear about that?
Somewhere on the Internet. It's off Florida, because you were talking about to your mom. Yeah, it's pretty popular. If you Google it, you'll find it.
That is pretty interesting. Well, so what would you rather do? Would you rather be cremated, buried at sea, or just buried?
I don't know. I guess I'm kind of morose like you guys. I like the cemetery idea. That's one of my favorite things to see whenever I travel is
cemeteries?
Check out some old cemeteries.
Cemeteries are kind of cool.
Man.
So, I mean, the idea about cemeteries is that, you know, it's kind of like a selfish thing where you would have people come to visit you. You know, so, I mean,
right.
I guess that is kind of an interesting way. Like, being cremated, it's just, you know, you don't have that lasting unless you pass off an urn to your kids.
Yeah, and it's the only way to keep your body or the remnants
unless
of it.
Unless you do like Gandhi.
In a house.
Unless
like
you do.
Said,
go ahead.
They split him up into like 10 different ashes. They distributed him to different people who were important to him. So the ashes they distributed this week were just like the latest in a series that they've done over the last few years in different places all over the world.
With Gandhi.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is pretty interesting. And was it the last remaining ashes of him?
They found a couple, like, as people have been dying off, like friends of his, you know, because thought he was born last century. But this is the last that they know of. But who knows? People could be holding on some more.
That's
crazy. That way you could, yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Virginia.
Nice. Are you you spreading the Dave and Giggles love down in Virginia?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I used to live up in Carmel, so...
Oh, yeah?
How's the snow down there?
We got about 5 inches yesterday. It's pretty cold, though, but not as much as people around.
Caller, what's your name?
This is Leslie.
It's Leslie. Leslie, what's going on?
How are you, Dave?
I'm good. How have you been?
It's a connection.
Good, good. Yeah. How have you been?
I'm great. You know, if I can give a little backstory, Leslie, is that all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Leslie is Jailhouse Joe's high school girlfriend.
Ooh. Jailhouse Joe.
Yeah, so Leslie, like, what's going on with you? Like, you're living in Virginia, you're working, you got a husband, you got kids, what's going on?
Living in Virginia ever since I left Carmel. I work at a nursing home where I've worked for the last 11 years, and married for almost six, no kids, but two dogs, a cat, and a rat. So
ooh. Two dogs, a cat, and a rat. I love
definitely
it.
It's like a Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah.
Leslie, it's good. I'm good. I'm, doing the radio show and working and pretty
very
much
cool.
Having fun.
Very cool.
Yeah, so I'm going to let you go, but it was really good talking to you. And if you're friends with me on Facebook, send me a message. We'll talk that. I mean, it's better to talk rather than doing it on air where no one really understands what we're talking about.
No problem. No, it's cool. You guys do your thing. Just wanted
cool.
to say hi.
Leslie, thank you for calling. Keep listening.
Yeah. Rock on. Bye.
This is like I'm liking the tone of this show. It's a little relaxed. We're calm. You know, everybody's being nice to each other.
Everyone is being nice to each other. Yeah. Even though you're a son of a bitch.
You're a son of a bitch. I wish these jokers over here would turn down the volume on
you. What are you going to do? We got some gaming in the background. Jailhouse is Joe's, I think, I want to say his first girlfriend. That was his first girlfriend.
This is so sweet.
It is sweet, isn't it?
It's so sweet.
That's pretty gross that she has a rat, though. This girl, I lived with a cat and a rat. In college, she brought a rat to the house that we were all staying at, and Vincent was the name of the rat.
Vincent the rat.
And
I would have named it Giggles the rat.
The rat had balls, like it had a huge ball sack, and I was like, we cannot have this rat in this house.
Did it go around humping things?
No. She kept it in its cage, but it was just so gross that this rat had balls.
Was it a white rat or?
Yeah, it was a white rat.
Usually, those guys are kind of cool though.
No, not with balls.
I mean, how do you neuter?
Rats have balls.
Yeah, like, no. How do you neuter a rat, though? Like,
I've never seen a rat with balls. It's crazy.
I think he's never seen balls before.
Was the rat real proud of him? Like, you get around the cage and be like, check out my balls. Look at these.
Just flip up and be like, hey, check them out.
Like, just eating little pieces of whatever off his balls.
It's so gross.
Man, I don't know if I could keep a rat either, but I heard they're kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, two dogs, a cat, and a rat.
Yeah.
Leslie.
Green egg.
Thanks for listening, Les.
I like the name Leslie.
Yeah, she's a good girl. I hung out with her a lot.
Yeah, if you had a daughter, what would you name her? Serious questions.
Serious questions?
Death, daughters, radishes.
What would you name your first born daughter?
I like Loralee. I like something that like rolls off the tongue.
Southern, like too trashy.
Yeah.
Too flowery? Too flowery.
Too flowery.
Yeah, I like Brooke.
Mm. Brooke kind of sounds really like a slut, though.
You think?
Brooke.
Brooke's like kind of. Brooke Burke?
Yeah.
She's hot, though.
She is hot. She's got implants, though. Would you marry, this is another question, Segway, would you marry a chick with implants?
Segway.
Segway. Nukes.
Nukes.
Would I marry a girl with implants? I think I'd like to meet her first.
let's get the road going first. Yeah.
I mean, I think it depends on the implants and how well they're done. Like, if I can't tell, other than like her going, listen, before we go out on a third date, you need to know something. What is that? I have fake boobs.
Sure.
Really? Well, let's order the chicken cacciatore and go check those out. Awesome.
Do you want to get an appetizer or not?
Exactly. I'd probably skip the appetizer in that because I'd be so intrigued by it.
Let's just get home.
Yeah.
Let's check these things
out.
You know what? I can't wait. Let's go to the bathroom.
Yeah. I think the fact you broke it up means we're going to totally fuck in this Olive Garden.
Fucking the Olive Garden.
Have you ever gotten like a truth bomb on a date? Like, it's like, listen, I got to tell you something. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually, the biggest truth bomb I ever got was in bed.
It was a
girl that was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Before, just you need to know.
Do we have some in-bed music?
Hold on, I'm going to give them this.
Okay,
before you go on, I'm going to give you this.
Hold on, I'm going to light the candles.
You got herpes.
You nailed it. That's exactly what it was.
No.
It was like, before we progress our relationship to the condomless zone that you want to be in so hard, you should know that I have herpes.
If you want to date Jason, give us a call, 646-915-9228.
I don't have herpes,
That's good. Oh, man.
Oof.
That was an exercise. That was a...
So I broke up
with that girl because of that.
That night?
Yeah. I was like, well, you should have said something before I put my dick in you the first time.
That's rightfully so. I mean, that's if you have herpes, that's something that needs to be let out.
And I'm not talking about a segregation of people. That's 1 in 5 people in this country that have herpes.
Exactly. Like, you just let it out.
Somebody in this house right now has herpes.
Oh, man.
Oh, bro.
Man, there's good likelihood that probably 2 or 3 of you guys have herpes. Man.
We should play the Giggleitis commercial. That's a good segue.
Yeah, we will. Here's a question that I had. You were talking about kids' names.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to give you this scenario. You have a kid. You name it Laura Lee, right?
I mean, yeah.
All right,
Laura Lee. Or, you know.
You name it Laura Lee. You have this little kid, Laura Lee. Year later, after spending a year with this child, you found out that the kid got mixed up in the hospital.
Mm.
Would you want your kid, or would you go, well, I've raised this kid for a year. It's my kid now.
Mm. I don't know. It depends on if the other one has, like, you know.
You find out
prettier. And be like, which one's smarter? Give an IQ test, you know?
So you'd put the two children through a gauntlet. Winner
takes
goes
all.
Home with you.
You know, I remember like that show, the Switched at Birth. You remember with that girl?
I don't remember.
That blonde
Explain
girl
to me.
That was in Jurassic Park, the first one.
Laura's
the little girl?
Laura Lee. The
older one?
No, the younger one.
Oh, the younger. She
was mixed up at birth?
She was in a daytime movie that was called Switched at Birth. And it was crazy.
What happened in the end? Yeah. Did they switch back?
She went back, and then she went back with her dad. I don't know.
The original, the real.
Yeah, something like
authentic.
That.
Authentic.
I think that was the same plot that she had in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I will let you in a little secret.
Let's hear it.
Yesterday, I wasn't feeling too good. Had a night of partying the night before.
Friday night you went
Friday
out?
Friday night went out for a...
See, this is what I'm asking. How was your week? I didn't do anything.
Well, you just... I got to look at my schedule.
Well, you don't write any notes. You have not one note in front of you.
Nothing. I got some poop pics.
All right. So what happened Friday night?
So Friday night went out to a corporate party, but the party people that I work for.
Party planners.
We had a big old 20-year celebration. Went out. Great food. Great, you know, great drinks. Awesome. But on the way home, I'm drinking. Got some tacos at the taco shack on the way home.
Driving?
The next day. No, I wasn't driving. the next day, I was just not feeling good. And I was like, what is the most mindless TV I can watch right now? Lifetime Movie Network.
Switched at Birth.
Switched at Birth.
No, it was Video Voyeur, the Susan Wilson story.
Who's Susan Wilson?
It's this chick in Louisiana that her neighbor installed cameras in her house. And because there was no, like, voyeur laws.
Stop.
What?
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
But, she, radical. Like that chick, the ESPN chick.
The ESPN chick that was taped in the hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did something happen with that recently? She,
I don't know. We watched it, didn't we?
We watched it?
No, we didn't.
I don't really hang out with you.
No, you don't. You should, though.
I know. I will, buddy.
You should. What's going on? We got a topic? Well, we got something. We're just drifting. Talking about
whatever.
Yeah.
646-915-9328. I am Dave, and we have Giggles in studio. We have Jason in studio, and we got the Hammer over there playing some video games.
He loves video games.
He does. Loves it.
Well, video games are great.
The Hammer pajamas.
Here's a question that I threw out last week. We'll get to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you could be any age again for a week, what age would you be?
21.
So you'd be 21. Why 21? What did you do at 21 that was so great?
Just having, like, living life, you know? Living in Miami.
Yeah.
A pretty smoking girlfriend. Living the dream.
Living the dream. You were in Florida at the time?
Yeah.
And what were you doing? You were still
in
school?
I was in school. Maybe 20, maybe 23 or 22, like just out of college, traveling a lot.
You're so dumb at that age, though.
Yeah. I mean, what's the youngest chick you would date right now? What are you, like 30? We got a caller?
No.
Stop, Mike.
Stop.
I can't talk about it.
He's not allowed to talk about that.
What's the youngest chick you've dated?
Why, what's the youngest chick you could go with?
I would, like, I'm 28. I probably wouldn't go any lower than 23.
23? Why 23?
I don't know. 22, you're still in college. Like, some girls talk, and I just can't listen to them. You know, if they get that high pitch.
Relating with them, you know. Like, you can't relate to. It's hard to relate with someone who's, like, 22.
Yeah.
Because you're totally two different worlds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're an old, pedophile.
Yeah.
I mean, you look good.
Yeah, you look good, too. So, where are you going?
No, that's cool. I mean, what age would you want to be? What was the golden years of Jason?
I think I'm still experiencing him. I'm just always right in the zone.
You're right there.
I'm pretty happy with, like,
where you are,
being how old, and doing what I am. Not that it's luxurious or that it's at all profitable, but it's you know, I think it's good to try to lie to yourself and say, you know,
you're happy.
I'm happy right now. Mm-hmm. But to answer your question, 21, so that I could leave the bar a little earlier and get beer on top.
After party.
Oh, it would save so many headaches.
Yeah.
I'd save a lot
of problems.
Yeah.
You loved that car, didn't you?
Rathmatics just walked in, shirt off.
Really? So that's the way he rolls. Shirt off. 646-915-9228 if you like Rathmatics with the shirt off.
Jeez, it's ridiculous.
Maybe he'll come in here and do some pull-ups for us.
We should do a pull-up competition.
There it is.
There it is. Let's count them. We'll count them off. One. Can we get some pull-up music? Two.
Three, four.
Five. It's so gay. Six, seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. He's switching. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16.
17. 19?
He's switching again.
Still hanging like a monkey.
23. 24. This is so gay.
26. 26 as far as you can go.
26.
Very good, buddy. Very good.
Sunday morning.
Full house.
Do you know
Full house, bro.
Jody Lynn Sweetheart was probably like the first chick I really wanted to do when I was a kid.
Did you say Jody Sweetheart?
Jody Lynn Sweetheart. What was that? The chick from
which one was it?
The middle one.
Yeah, believe
the
you
middle
me,
one?
Jody Sweetin.
Jody Sweetin.
Yeah. Who? Jody Hart. There was a rumor many, many years ago. There was a rumor that she died in a car crash.
Ooh, see?
Spread
look at that.
Very violently.
There was also that rumor that Mark Paul Gosselaar, a.k.a. Zach from Saved by the Bell, got beheaded. Do you ever remember that one?
No, I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a rough, rough rumor. There was actually a rumor this week.
Dave, can you stop that music?
You don't like Full House music,
I'm
huh?
just not allowed to do anything involving the Olsen twins.
Jason's got a lot of limitations.
Yeah.
There was a rumor this week that Johnny Depp died.
Did you hear about that?
I think it's the same time he agreed to do the next Pirates of the Caribbean
Probably.
Movie.
Yeah, there was a rumor that he died, though, and his his representative had to come out and say, no, he's not dead.
I think we need to... Oh, my God, Giggles just died.
Giggles. Who is Giggles and where'd he go? Is he dead?
We need a marketing campaign or a smear campaign.
We should do a big event. Mm-hmm. Big public event this week.
Okay.
What are the chances that you could find a food that looks like Jesus or the Virgin Mary or something?
Mm.
That's really popular.
Like Balloon Boy. Like we do a hoax.
We could do a hoax. 646-915-9228. Give us ideas of a public event we could do that'll get us some kind of notoriety where Giggles can really, really shine.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about wearing a sandwich board.
What do you want to write on it?
Just, you know, stuff, whatever. Like, you know those crazy people that wear sandwich boards.
All right. So we could pick a news topic of the week and have you go out and, like, you know, like the we could, you know, something that Obama says we can, you know, go out and write something on your sandwich board or something along those lines. And we'll go take pictures of it. You look good.
It's a terrible idea.
It's a great idea.
I think we should put you out in front of a sandwich shop with, like, realistic sounding but really cheap sandwich specials that don't count and just see what happens.
I like it.
Like, hang outside, like, the Sprint store and be like, free phones.
Come in here.
Roast beef and Swiss with arugula and olive oil vinaigrette. $1.92. No way.
Just get people coming in there asking for the specials. Yeah, I like it.
How long do you think you could last outside that deli before they come out and chew you away with a broom?
6 minutes.
6 minutes? I think you're giving yourself 5 minutes too long.
You think a minute?
Yeah.
Depends on if they have clear windows.
Just staring at you. What is this guy doing with the sandwich board? Did we hire anybody with the sandwich board?
No, I don't think we did.
You know what depresses me? And then God love them because they're out there making their money. But the people in the Liberty tax... the guys in the, it's usually ladies, old ladies with the Statue of Liberty costumes.
Oh,
you've seen those
guys, yeah. And they hang out
freezing.
A lot over here in Queens.
Yeah, it's freezing and that thing is so dirty. It's like a dirty ass, like, turquoise robe that is made out of some sort of, like, curtain material. You know? It's like felt. I don't even know what it is. It's just gross.
It is.
We should. I thought about it.
They also, outside around Fox, they'll have, like, Elmo, Mickey Mouse. Those type of things. I don't even understand why they're out there. Like, why is Mickey Mouse outside around Times Square and around Fox.
Oh, because they want to get tips. That you get a picture with them.
Yeah. Is that the whole thing?
You have
thing?
To give them a tip. Yeah. They hang outside in Times Square around 40 Toys R Us.
Yeah. That's if you terrible. Want, if you want to be scared, it's the exact same thing. But Confessions of a Superhero is a documentary about those people in L.A.
Really?
The guys who dress up like Superman and Batman. And the guy who plays Batman in Hollywood is certifiably insane. Like, mm-hmm. believes he was a CIA operative who just, he was like, I've killed 30 people.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
I will tell you a superhero story. When I was out in L.A. last year, and Jailhouse Joe happened to be around there at the same time. And so we go out, we meet on, you know, the whole Chinese man theater walk or whatever. And he's bringing his camera, and he's, like, wanting to take pictures of all these nut jobs out there. You know, like the Robot Man, Statue of Liberty, Superhero Woman,
I
whatever.
Hate that.
And he, of course, they want tips. So he's like, hey, Mike, give him a tip.
For you.
So I like, dropped, like, $5 in 2 minutes while Joe's taking pictures of these people. I was like, yo, listen, dude, you got to stop taking pictures of these guys because they're cleaning my wallet.
We got to get Leslie back on the phone.
It's true.
So they're cleaning your wallet.
Yeah, but Joe's taking the pictures of them.
So you got nothing. Nothing to show for it.
Nothing.
But an angry head.
Angry head. Good time.
I think Joe paid you back this week when he made that Avatar version of you, though.
We no, that was that great. Obviously. That was really
How
great.
How much time did he actually spend on that? He said he spent hours on it.
I was in the house at the time that he was working on it, and I think he's underestimating. It was a full day. You got a full day.
A full day out of making it. I mean, it came out great. I'll put it up on the website. That one's not up on the website.
Pixel perfect.
It is pixel perfect. And you do, it looks just like you in a really retarded blue way.
You know, I wish I was getting some residuals from Avatar. It's like a top grossing worldwide.
Yeah, this week it 1 billion. Cameron topped himself.
Yeah.
Now, is he the best filmmaker of all time?
Financially.
Financially.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Does he beat out Lucas and that other douchebag?
Well, I mean, I don't
Spielberg?
Know.
Spielberg?
Spielberg. I think Spielberg is the best filmmaker of those three.
Yeah? Have you seen...
He's magical.
Have you seen... What was his last movie that he made?
Spielberg?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
You're acting like we don't have the internet.
I know. Yeah,
we're slow. We need some coffee or something. I feel like
that it? 646-915-9228. Let me ask you this, Eagles. How many hours a week do you think you spend online?
At least like two a day, maybe.
Two a day?
14.
Really?
Yeah,
only
I don't
14?
Know. Yeah, I don't. Like, I'll check my mail and do other stuff.
Yeah? Do you check anything on your phone, like emails and stuff like that?
Yeah, if I'm out and about.
Now we're also talking. Here, we got a caller.
Can I say it?
Go ahead.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey guys, this is Ryan. What's up?
Yo, Ryan. What's
hey,
going
buddy.
On?
Hey, I wasn't actually I wasn't listening to the show.
That's
what
not right.
Talking about.
We're talking about
how many hours a week do you think you spend online?
Oh, hours and hours and hours. Actually, it's funny you should mention that because it's going to be on my website. There's a theme every week, and the theme this week is how much time I spend watching screens all day.
Watching screens?
Yeah. I mean, it's like when I'm at work and I'm editing, I'm still online, so I bet I'm online for
exactly
8-plus hours a day, yeah. I'm connected, baby.
Connected.
Connected. So what's going on?
Hey,
what's your week in review? What's happening?
Yeah, man, I had a huge week. I got married.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Congratulations.
Yeah. No. Hold on. Let me explain this.
All right.
So I was performing at an open mic night. And I do this bit where I get up and I act like I'm reading jokes I wrote for a black comedian. And so, like, I'm really nervous and I'm
Wait,
saying
you're not
things
black.
Like...
You're not black?
But,
he's not black.
But, wow. No, I'm not.
Black.
No.
And at the end of the act, I went ahead and proposed to a girl in the audience. And, I, you know, the crowd thought it was
guy.
Real. I was like, yeah, this is for real, guys.
It was
and
precious.
Then, you know, because it's the girl that I'm seeing. And so she accepted... And when she accepted, she ran to the stage, and we played that song from Moulin Rouge where Ewan McGregor goes, "Love, lift us up where we belong."
That's beautiful.
And, like, she leapt into my arms, and I embraced her, and we passed out wedding invitations. And then the MC of the place, the open mic, says that he's actually licensed and ordained, and he goes ahead and performs the ceremony. So in God's eyes, I'm married. I didn't sign anything, but
Jesus.
I'm married.
So legally, you are married.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Not legally, because I didn't sign anything. But in the eyes of the Lord God Almighty, yeah, I'm sort of married.
And you are a God-fearing individual, so, I mean, how does that feel for you?
You know, it's like graduating high school. I didn't feel any different after it was over.
Wow.
Wow. Mm. Are you going to get
Like, you know how when you graduate... Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
You know how when you graduate high school, you think it's going to be like, I don't know, like a shaft of light's going to come out of your chest or something, but it's really just like, eh. You know, it's the same. That's how it felt.
That's how you felt. So, are you going to get a God's divorce?
Get a what?
A God's divorce. You know, like, just say, hey, God, I'm getting a divorce.
Or on the plus side, just sign the paperwork.
Well,
or
it, doesn't, paperwork. It doesn't really matter because she's Jewish, so she doesn't worship the real God anyways.
Oh. Yeah.
So, and then you also got married as a black man, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
exactly.
You're really...
I don't know what I am anymore.
You pretty much got married on Halloween.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
That's racist.
Yeah.
So, what happened?
No, we're cool. It's on the... I made it, like, every week on the website that Kirk Cameron runs about me, Kirk Cameron's Totally Awesome fan page.
And what did he say about you this week?
Well, there's a lot of news stories about it. There was one, I wrote a little piece for it about how ever since, like, I got married, I can't stop loving her and hitting her. And so that's on there, and then Kirk has a blog, and he talks about it, and finished a new video, too, a new sketch with my friend Andy Lee, and it's up on there, too.
Nice. What's the website again?
RyanArey.com, RyanArey. Kirk Cameron's Totally Awesome RyanArey fan page.
I like it, dude.
I like it.
I like it. You look good, dude.
When are you coming up here, Ryan? When are you coming into the studio?
It'll be March.
Probably March.
Are you guys still, the studio still in the kitchen?
Studio's still in the kitchen for now. For now.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, Ryan.
Oh, are you looking,
Ryan,
into,
Ryan,
renting,
stop.
Are you looking into renting some space?
We are.
Ryan, stop. We're not allowed to talk about it.
We're not allowed to talk
I think
about
you guys
that.
Should do that. I think you should raise an insane amount of money just to rent like a Manhattan studio.
Well, we are taking donations. Anyone out there want to take us donations?
Call her for a dollar.
Call her for a dollar.
And still, it's on the table to MoMA. We will be an art installation and do our show from the floor.
From MoMA.
From MoMA.
I like it. The first I've heard of it, but I love it.
If they want to accept it, we will do it.
Send them, let's email blast them.
Right.
We should send Ryan a wedding gift.
Yeah, we should send Dave and Giggles' wedding gift will be in the mail. And I don't know what it will be because Giggles will send it.
Yeah.
It's like the wife sending a gift.
Well, we're registered at Duane Reade, so.
Nice. That's a good place to be registered, actually.
Like, I think I'm out of toothpaste, so if you want to.
Nice.
Do they even have Duane Reade down in Florida?
Say what?
They don't even have Duane Reade.
No. But I'm moving to New York, so
perfect.
I might as well register up there.
Are you bringing the wife with you?
No, I don't think we're going to live together.
No.
That's smart. That's smart.
Yeah, I thought about it at first, but she talks an awful lot, and I can't handle that. So.
No, I hate those chicks.
Yeah, they are terrible.
Yeah, man. Mm. Yeah.
All right, Ryan. Thanks for calling, and we'll see you in
thanks
March.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me plug that website.
Plug away again. Give us another plug.
Plug your wife.
All right. Take care.
See you, buddy.
Bye. He denied the plug.
He did deny the plug.
I'll replace it. Say, this Friday, coming up at the Creek in Queens, come see my group, Boys Club for Men. Take on a whole bunch of improv inferiors.
I'm excited.
And win.
I'm excited.
Vote.
It's the end of the Roman Polanski Bridge.
Right at the bottom of the Roman Polanski Bridge.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Ugh, good show.
Good show.
Call it for a dollar. We got $2.
$2.
So, you know, they picked a dude out from Haiti for 15 days or 14 days.
Yeah, I got to let it was actually our money that bought the shovel that did that.
Thank nice. God.
Wow.
Thank God. Yeah.
Good.
Make there was actually difference. A bunch of Americans that were caught trying to take a bunch of kids out of Haiti to adopt them to other Americans. Jeez. Illegally. Fucking Americans. You know, they just try to make a buck.
Yeah. Switched at birth.
Switched at birth. Good Damn. Show. Good show. But a study found that...
Are you trying to wrap it up?
We got 10 minutes. We got 10 minutes, buddy. The study found that kids are on the web 53 hours a week.
Holy crap.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
I think they actually included like iPods, iPhones, and stuff like that.
Blackberries texting.
Blackberries texting. So 53 hours a week. I mean, when we were a kid, I think they were talking about kids watch television, what was it, like 7 hours a day or something like right. that, which is equivalent to that. So maybe a little bit more. So we're working our way up towards the that.
Climbing in the pod.
Climbing in the
plugging
pod.
In,
plugging in, and that's
let
it.
Let it happen.
Yeah. I mean, I would accept that.
Yeah, Jailhouse Joe and I have been talking about exactly that, but at a certain point, why do I keep getting censored?
We're getting my phone's dying.
No.
All right.
You need a new phone.
It's cool. No, my phone's fine. It's just I didn't get to charge it this morning.
But
it's
yeah, right, we're talking about a point when people will just, you know.
Go Matrix.
Go Matrix willingly. Just give up and be like, you know what?
Would you give up?
No.
You wouldn't. You like to
I'm
live.
I'm happy where I'm at.
Yeah, you are happy where
I'm
at.
Really happy where I'm at.
Giggles wouldn't if you were 21.
No, I think people are going to start forgetting how to talk to each other.
Communication.
Right. Like people, you know, Facebook and texting and calling on the phone and email. And people aren't going to know how to just look somebody in the eye, give them a shake in the hand and a pat on the back and say, hey, how are you doing?
You know? I think we just discovered our mission statement.
What's that?
For the show.
And what's that?
Helping communication exist.
I like it. Helping a good shake and hand a pat on the back.
Let's talk.
Let's talk. We just want to talk.
That's our mission statement. Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Do you ever watch that movie Straight Talk with Dolly Parton?
No.
I probably have never seen anything with Dolly Parton.
I saw 9 to 5.
She looks like, yeah. Maybe that's it, 9 to 5. No, Straight Talk. She's got a radio show.
She does.
She looks like an alien. I will say that, like, Dolly Parton looks like an alien.
With huge tits.
To me, it looks like she's being abducted, like, in the act of abducting, and they're pulling her from her chest.
Just being lifted up.
Yeah.
It's poor Dolly Parton.
She has huge breasts.
Yeah. How old is she? She must be pretty old now. Did you ever find out what movies Spielberg made?
Oh, yeah. Spielberg, last movie he directed, and I won't count what's in post-production, is a movie called A Timeless Call in 2008.
That was the last movie he directed?
That was the last directed.
So he's just taking it easy, you know? He's just relaxing.
With Tom Hanks as a narrator.
Oh, I hate Tom Hanks.
So it must have been a documentary.
7 minutes short.
Oh. So what was his last movie, though?
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom.
That movie was so bad.
So bad.
He's really falling off.
God, your phone.
I know.
I'm dying.
I'm going to just start cussing at your phone. Fuck you, phone. Come on. Fuck you. Fuck.
That's just not necessary.
I got to see you bowing.
That was fantastic.
Julie's listening in the nursing home, and all those old people.
All those poor old people.
You know what? Let's not treat them like children. They're adults. They can handle it.
They can handle anything.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking about five-year-olds.
They've seen so much.
So much.
So much.
Here's something that was interesting in the news. They're calling it hipsters versus the Hasidics. So apparently, if you know the Williamsburg area or that area, there's the hipsters live in one section. Just south of that are the Hasidics.
Right.
And Hasidics use their power as a community to get the bike lane off of Bedford Avenue.
Right.
So they had, this past week,
Better for businesses.
Better for businesses. So they had this past week a Pete's Candy Store, which is like an open forum conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And they came, the hipsters came and the Hasidics came. And the Hasidics were like, you know, you get your goddamn bikes off. Must smell great. The hipsters and the Hasidics. But the hipsters were like, we just want our bike lane back. And the Hasidics were like, we don't want you driving through here fast and hitting people.
We'd rather cars park.
I mean, what do you think? What do you think about bike lanes?
I think they're necessary.
Yeah. They're necessary.
No.
So you just wanted the Hasidics to just stop their bitching.
Sure. Sure. What? You know what pisses me off?
I think bikers can stand to be better bikers.
Well, I also think they have a big problem with they go through red lights.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they think. I mean, I almost get hit by a biker every day.
Every day.
We have a caller?
No.
You know what pisses me off this week?
There's this new
era on Facebook where somebody's like, "Oh hey, it's childhood picture day," or "Hey, and this week it's doppelganger week." Did you get that?
Oh yeah, the doppelganger
and
week.
And what people think? It's funny to like see what people think they look like.
Yeah.
They're like, "Oh, I look like you know Matt Damon or you know." Whoever.
Something that they really don't look like.
They really don't look like that. Like, basically, these people are ugly versions of celebrities.
That's just true. What celebrities are, pretty versions of all of us.
It's true.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Joshua Jackson, that's mine.
Joshua Jackson.
People say I look like Joshua Jackson. And it's true, but only in, like, the very prime of the Dawson's Creek era.
The prime, when he was looking real primo.
I look like a 17-year-old
Again,
actor.
If you want to date Jason... A.K.A. Joshua Jackson, 646-905-9228.
Is my Joey out there? Where is she?
What do people say you look like?
People usually tell me, "Oh, you look like that my good friend." Like they,
that's not a celebrity.
No, but like I don't really look like. People say John Leguizamo, but I'm not Latin.
You do look exactly like John Leguizamo.
And I get David Hasselhoff.
No, you don't.
Kramer. Look at Kramer a lot.
It's the hair.
What else?
That explains your deep-rooted hatred of black people.
Mm-hmm. It's very deep.
And growing radishes.
Growing radishes in the back.
Oh, you gotta love moms.
I need some coffee. This is it?
Brendan? Yeah, we're pretty much wrapping it up.
We had two callers.
That's all right. Mm. It's a nice and light Sunday.
The light show.
Yeah.
Coffee talk. What's going on this week?
This week coming up? What is going on this week?
What's going on this week?
What do you got going on this week?
We're
going to go out. We should do a sandwich board.
We should. We should go out and get some interviews.
Yeah, we didn't get any interviews this week.
We
didn't meet up at all this week.
No.
The only communication I had with you was a little cock picture.
It's true. It was like balls with sunglasses.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Rat's balls.
Rat's balls. It sounds like rat's balls.
We got to get out there. We got to get some flyers. We got to get some more listeners.
Yep.
Tell your friends.
We got people listening in Virginia, Colorado.
We're nationwide, baby.
We're going nationwide. We want you to plug us.
Yeah.
We should do a 50-state show.
50-state show.
Yeah.
All right. If you call in from a new state that we haven't heard from yet,
mm-hmm.
we'll put together a prize package.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we're officially ending Caller for a Dollar and starting. You're from a new state. Great.
Call us. Yeah. Yeah, from a new state called. And we can find out if you're lying to us, if you're...
We see your caller ID. You know,
yeah.
We could get a little U.S. map.
Yeah, we will get
a
map.
And put, you know...
Push pins.
And we show the listeners that we have callers
calling
in from all over.
Yeah. And we'll make a...
I like ending every show with a production meeting.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're not going to have one after, because I can spend as least amount of time with you guys as possible.
Right.
I came in 15 minutes set up, and now I'm going to leave 15 minutes after a breakdown.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can break all this out.
No, you're going to break most of it.
My foot's asleep.
Must have been listening to the show.
Yeah, must have been. Rat's balls. All right, so we're going to do some big stuff this week. Keep us...
Friday at the Creek, right?
Friday at the Creek.
8 p.m. Get there like 7:55.
We get some audio from it. We'll bring it to the show on Sunday.
Yeah, if you want to come and
record
audio.
Yeah, we'll record.
Go for it.
That'd be nice. All right, so that's it for us this week. Tune in next week.
You look good,
huge.
Dude.
You look real good. Good show.
Thanks to Jason Curtis.
Good
Thanks
production.
To Giggles. Dave, nice work, guys.
Good work.
Thank you.